So I'm just taking a little wander around Bletchley Park, and I've come across the smallest, dinkiest little post office that I've seen in a long while. And I've got John Chapman here, and you actually run the post office?
Yes, I came to Bletchley Park in 1992 with a group of business people, and we sent them a cheque as a donation. And then I was heading up a development group there, and we've been able to help Bletchley Park during that period for the first few years. And then in 1994, we opened this little post office then as our shop, but within months it was too small, so we opened the shop somewhere else, and then we converted this into what we call our post office. And in the front we have a Victorian post office, but in the back we've got a World War II post office. And we produce what we call first day covers, which links up with the first day of issue of a stamp, and we try and link them up with Bletchley Park. For example, we'll have one on the Industrial Revolution, and we designed the cover so that it had a lot of a montage of Alan Turing and Tommy Flowers and other people that were involved. And then we have another one with Ladies of Distinction from last year, and we've put six of our own Ladies of Distinction on the picture, but carried out by an artist who actually took their pictures from World War II and replicated them. And then inside we'll put the history of Bletchley Park, and we'll work it from there. And in other cases...
Sorry, just before you move on, so your Women of Distinction, are any of these women here today?
The Women of Distinction is that's a good question. There are six ladies on there, of which one of them, a Gladys Streatland, we couldn't locate, so she represents all the ladies that have passed away or we couldn't get on there. But four out of the remaining five are actually here today. And a lot of people have bought these, and they're getting the signatures by these people today, which makes it a little bit special from that point of view.
Yeah, that's right.
Other things we do which makes us a little bit different from others is we have a licence with Royal Mail to produce a stamp linked with Royal Mail standard stamps, and the images you'll see match the images on the envelope. So what happens is they become quite a collectible piece, and on the back we will hand finish them, and in this instance there was only 500. This we did for the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, and it represents Spitfire. We also did it for Spitfire, Hurricane, Lancaster and the Dakota, and they were all flown on the aircraft. That way the profit from this went to the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight, who coincidentally have flown over seven times Bletchley Park this year and done it free of charge for us, which shows you give a bit, you get a lot more back.
Okay, when I was younger, I was a bit of a stamp bug, stamp collector myself, and I seem to remember that when you got a first day cover, you'd always have to check for a nice, neat postmark. Do you actually have like a Bletchley Park postmark?
And what we do with that is we have our own postmark, which we use. We sponsor these, so these postmarks on the Industrial Revolution, the Spitfire and the Ladies of Distinction are our own actual marks. And you'll see Ladies of Distinction has its own badge, which the girls all get presented with, and we did a cancellation of the same one there. But we have a Bletchley Park cancel, which is just special for Bletchley Park, and we will send those in another pack, which is called a secret. And they'll have a ration book, an identity card, World War II menus, and a little to and from telling the history of Bletchley Park. And people send those again with our own special stamp, which we put onto it, and we cancel it. And we not only cancel it with today's date, like a special occasion. If someone wants a birthday or Christmas day or something like that, we'll cancel it on that, and it becomes rather a special item as well.
And is it actually a working post office? Because they're shutting post offices all around the country.
We're a working post office, but we only deal with stamps, first day covers and the like. We're not affiliated to Royal Mail, other than we're one of their customers who we buy from them and obviously then sell on from there. So that's how it works.
But you do raise funds for Bletchley Park?
We do, yeah. A certain number of our covers, the profit goes into Bletchley Park funds. In other cases, whether it's the Battle of Britain Memorial Flight or Lord's Cricket, we do all theirs. Olympics 2012, we're doing the covers for that, and various others as well. So we have fun from that point of view.
Great, thanks very much.
Okay, no, my pleasure.